This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after a second apparent attempt on his life, U.S. former president and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump on Monday blamed the rhetoric of his Democratic opponents for the incident. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Trump tells Fox News Digital accused gunman Ryan Ruth believed rhetoric from President Biden and Kamala Harris and acted on it. Trump says the rhetoric's causing him to be shot at. It was a different tone than the one Trump adopted immediately after July's assassination attempt, when he called for a unity and cooling political tensions.
We rise together, or we fall apart.
Today, Trump says Biden and Harris use highly inflammatory language, and while he could do that too, far better than them, he doesn't. The accused gunman backed Trump online as recently as 4 years ago, but has since expressed support for the Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says the first round of polio vaccination campaign in Gaza ended successfully by reaching 90% of children it targeted. UNRWA head Philip Lazzarini said in a post on the social media platform X that Israel and Palestinian militants had largely observed humanitarian pauses to allow the campaign to proceed. The vaccination drive showed, quote, that when there's political will, assistance can be provided without disruption, Lazzarini wrote on Monday. UNRWA is the main provider of humanitarian assistance in the coastal enclave. Health workers plan to administer a second dose of the vaccine at the end of this month after Gaza's first polio case in 25 years happened recently. This is